Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and Game Master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back to our first episode since we're telling a continuous story, and you'll likely be lost if you jump in here. If this isn't your first time, welcome back. Before we begin, I just wanted to let you know that we had a few audio issues while recording this session. A few times the program would stop recording and we'd have to jump back and replay what we had lost. It didn't have an effect on the game, however there are a few places while I was editing where the cut is a little awkward. The most noticeable is a scene where the heroes go to a bar and we lost the establishing information that said there was an intern grabbing drinks with her coworkers. Now that you're aware of it though, it shouldn't be an issue, so with that out of the way, let's get to the show. After fleeing the Imperial lockdown on the planet Bestine, Force-sensitive fugitive Posh Trevia and his guardian, Levo 3, are now indebted to the criminals Flint Cross and Tumask, with no immediate assets to pay them. The only hope the criminals have of a payday is to get funds from Trevia's trust fund, but that too is under lockdown. Realizing they need some support, Flint Cross has decided to rendezvous with an old business associate, and the Iron Shrike is currently en route to her compound. So we cut to a green world with blue oceans, spinning on an axis in the middle of space. Beautiful, love it. It's going to be on posters somewhere, I'm sure. The Iron Shrike, the YT-2400 that you stole, pops out of hyperspace. Stole. over the planet of Koriva. We cut to the ship flying down towards it. Then we cut to another shot of the YT-2400 flying through the skies, through clouds. Birds are flying. We then cut down, it piercing through the clouds over a beautiful jungle canopy. And then the YT-2400 slowly lands on this industrial facility that looks a little worse for the wear, built right in the side of a cliff face that's overrun with jungle, and there's a waterfall nearby. There's a hangar hanging over the waterfall and over the edge of the cliff, and the YT-2400 sets down. The little steam vents shoot down as the landing gear hit. There's a little whoosh as like the landing gear settles, the hydraulics kick in, and the landing ramp lowers.
How slowly does it lower?
Yeah, slightly obnoxiously slow.
As it lowers, you can see a shot up the ramp, and Flint is standing at the top of the ramp, waiting for the ramp to go down, with one hand up, just casually leaning. You know, he's holding on to the top of the door frame, the docking frame, yeah. Door frame. To yeah, just be casual.
I walk up and go, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the ramp to go down.
Oh.
We see walking down the landing ramp.
It's a slow ramp.
It's a very slow ramp. You always find in a new ship, you never know how fast the ramp is going to be. It's slow.
We see a woman in, like, we'll say beautiful azure wrappings, walking down with a, you know, she has the horn of a Korvar. Let's move all. Walking down the ramp, coming from the structure beyond, she's flanked by a protocol droid, and then two Korvar security guards, who are just, you know, they have blaster pistols at their hip, but they don't seem to be, like, on edge.
All right. So, how far away are they from us?
Not in conversation distance yet. You guys will be able to get down the landing ramp. Okay. Before there, you're in conversation.
Flint gives a low wave so they can be seen underneath the top of the bay.
And Muval sort of squints and you know takes a look away from the data pad she was or data you know phone she was talking on, and just sort of grimaces a little bit.
Like, I think we should meet her.
Oh yeah. As soon as the ramp is down,
the ramp goes down.
I start walking down the ramp toward her.
Okay, and when you tell her that I am not going to do business with someone who doesn't like what I serve for brunch. That's just rude. Why would you say that to a person? I don't even understand. Okay? Well, you call me and then we'll call you and yes, you're coming to my son's birthday party. Okay? Bye. I'm sorry. I'm so busy. It's good to see you, Flint.
The brunch business is a tough business. I get it.
It's hard, but you know what? It's what gets me up in the morning and then the reason I drink at night.
And I give her going for a hug.
Okay, well, sure.
Flint's a hugger.
Ask the stormtroopers.
Oh, no.
You hug them real hard.
It's so good to see your shining face.
Wow. Shining? Am I sweating? Is it hot out? Am I shining?
No, you're just glowing. You're radiating in your beauty.
You know, let's get you inside. You all look terrible and dirty and just, you smell bad. All of you smell very interesting.
You are so right and so perceptive, and I need all of the things that you are talking about.
So we start like walking with her across the pad, just like, this is why I'm glad I can't smell.
One for the first time, Levo, I'm like walking alongside and I turn back to say this and just say, for the first time, I envy your joyed senses. We smell terrible.
This one has a certain odor, but who was here before?
There's a shower on board. You could have taken a shower. Not with me, but we could have both taken a shower. We had time.
Transoceans do not shower. We bask in this musk.
No.
And this one in particular spends a lot of time downstairs.
I'd say you'd get used to it, but I would be lying.
I'm not judging. I just like to be clean.
It's natural. It's natural to smell.
I said I wasn't judging. Look, I use a sulfate-free shampoo, so it's... I get it.
Move on, darling. So how's business?
While you say that, we hear you mumbling, like, softly off-screen, and we have a establishing shot of, like, you guys walking across the landing ramp over the cliff, and there's, like, birds fly past the camera. We then cut to you guys, maybe a little later, after you've gotten situated... maybe you gotten cleaned up, maybe you changed your clothes, and you're sitting around a dining room table, with Muval, and the protocol droid standing off to the side there.
Muval has served let's say the intergalactic equivalent of a power lunch. So there's, there's a sort of, kind of green salad being tossed table side, and what looks like some sort of massive bright blue prawn cocktail. Mm-hmm. But Muval just has three different martini glasses in front of her in varying sizes.
The protocol droid is actually at this bar mixing station mixing drinks while you guys are talking.
Now, is it like a buffet style, or are there servants bringing us pre-made plates?
We've all been brought out plates of very tiny foods.
Got it. Very tiny foods.
Yeah, very small foods.
Well, Val, if this is what you've been serving at brunch, I don't understand why you've been having any problems.
You are the second person... Oh, that was a compliment.
It was. Yeah, this is delicious.
I'm very defensive. I get very jumpy. I'm glad you like it.
So, Flint is enjoying. He's enjoying everything, I guess, bro. This is so fresh. This is just fresh and delicious.
Well,
I haven't had anything this fresh. You should have seen that last planet that I was on. It was, I mean, there was plenty of great fried food. Don't get me wrong. But this fresh food right now, it's just, it hits the spot.
My guards tell me you came from Bestine.
Is that where we came from?
Yes.
Okay.
That is where we came from.
Yes, it was... It's quite a little place.
I've been to Bestine once when I was a girl for a beach trip. Hated it.
Don't blame you. It's terrible. But you know, you go where business takes you. My line of work.
That I can understand.
Speaking of work, we want to know if you've got anything for us, because I'm not gonna sit here and blow smoke around your horn. We don't have any credits, but we're here to work. Hopefully, get some supplies.
And hopefully find a way for Bosch to get what he needs for everyone. Just, like, look around.
Yes, Levo. Exactly.
Well, that's awfully vague, robot. What does the boy need?
Not vague enough.
She needs to get in contact with some relatives.
Yes, he's got like some. He's just got a. Anyway.
My uncle owns a dealership. He does. I owe these folks some money. And, ma'am, your horn looks delightful, if I might say. Oh, you're a charmer. I like this one.
I'll watch Evan charm himself all day.
Yes. Bosch would like to roll a
charm deception.
I guess. Yeah, let's see here.
There is a charm skill.
Mm-hmm.
Of which
a cool
Flint
skill
is not possessed.
I'd like to. Oh shit!
You want a charmer?
I guess my charm. I'm pretty low for charm, but yeah, I'll give it a shot. So I get two. Green dice for that. Is there anything I can do?
She's gonna be three purple
eyes. Oh my gosh.
She's kind of tough. Yeah,
that's fine. She's though. Tough, fine. If I can't charm her, that's pretty.
I like her.
She's awesome. Quick question: wasn't the original plan you wanted to try to get into your trust fund?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how she could help with that.
No, I have an idea.
Okay. Cool. Okay. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah. I have stuff for when we get to try to do that.
Are we gonna have to do a
okay,
bank?
Yeah,
can we do a bank? Like, could
yeah,
I get into?
We wouldn't have to do. We would have to go
I
for a trust.
Really,
fund
is not going
heist.
To go very
heist
well.
Any bank.
But
so, can we do a bank heist?
Yes.
That's what I have planned.
I'm very excited. Oh, good lord.
That's a lot of different things.
One failure. Okay, so Bosch. Bosch kind of awkwardly winks at Muval. And she says, okay, put it away, young gun. but I like your style. Listen, Muval. May I call you Muval? Yes. My uncle doesn't actually own a dealership.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, all right, come on. You know, I'm admitting it, and I'm getting better at it, and I'm
yeah,
very bad
very, very proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm eating up another prawn.
So.
It screams as you put it in your mouth.
Oh, gosh. I crunch down hard. Quick misery.
What I do have is a trust fund. My parents were going to disown me. They didn't really go all the way through, and it's held by the International Banking Clan. That's how I want to pay these guys, and I was hoping you could help us access it.
Mistress, the protocol droid says, the Intergalactic Banking Clan has a branch... Fuck. We're gonna do it over.
World of voice acting.
Your droid, is he okay? He sounds like...
Seems fine to me.
Believe me, I know from glitching. I know from glitching droids, but usually you've got better help, I'm just saying.
This one can take a look at him.
The protocol droid turns around. The protocol droid turns around. Mistress, there's a bank... Fuck it. We're gonna keep this all in. Mistress, there's a branch of the Intergalactic Banking Clan here in Korriban.
Oh, that's right. You know, I was just down there last Thursday. Denise, who works in accounting, I went to high school with her. And then after that, I dated her high school boyfriend. But I didn't tell her about it until homecoming. And anyway, it's a long story. But you guys know what it's like inside one of those branches, right?
Security is quite tight.
Quite tight.
Yeah, definitely. You guys don't want to do anything at an intergalactic banking branch, right? You're not thinking of going up to... What?
Well, here's the thing. The kid wants to access his trust fund, right? But if he goes in himself and pulls it on out, he's going to get tagged. You're all going to get tagged, and you're going to get caught. So, instead, what you got to do is you're going to go into that bank, you're going to say you're robbing that account. And when you take out what they have physically, that's insured. And shit, wait, let's go back.
No, we're
keeping it all in.
We're doing it live!
No. Well, I've got an idea. You know, if the kid goes in and just takes out the money, he's gonna get tagged. Muval takes a long drag on a long cigarette. So here's what you do. You go in, you bust the place up, okay? You tell them whose money you're there for, And then when they put in the claim and it's insured, the fund doesn't lose any money, but you walk out with the physical cash from the branch.
This one thinks he can get all the money from the bank. Why not just one account?
Discretion? Stealing from people's realm?
Well, mostly because if you bring down the entire branch...
Stealing from yourself is one thing.
You know...
I forgot you're law enforcement.
Just makes the equivalent of a spitting noise for a droid.
Spitting noise?
More to the point is, if you bring down the whole thing, you slimy idiot, my money's there too! And some of that'll go. So you stick to what you need.
This one doesn't appreciate being called slimy.
Well, this one doesn't appreciate people with claws scratching up her new dining room table!
This one wouldn't scratch at the table if this one, you, didn't serve this grass!
Oh!
Flint's been watching this stuff happen, popping little like pieces, morsels of food, shrimps into his mouth, and this is where he steps in. He says, okay, take it easy. I was hired to move a person from one place to another. He's turning to Bosch at this point. He goes, I was hired to move a person from one place to another, and I was not hired to rob a bank. So what I'm saying is, the initial amount that we discussed is going to be a lot more.
Oh, we're not friends now?
Oh, we are friends, and friends pay their debts to their friends. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, it's just when you got to the money part, you started to say it in a real unfriendly way. I
lean over to the boss and go, friendship's a little different out here. You're gonna have to get used to that.
It's very different.
Okay, well, so do you guys want more money?
You're getting the hang of it,
right?
Yes, we want more money.
Okay.
So this went from a simple transport to a bank heist. So you can understand, you can see the...
How much do you have in this trust fund?
Oh, well, last I looked, it was...
200,000 credits.
That's it?
Star Wars credits are a lot more than a dollar.
It's about a quarter of a million credits.
Yeah, that's not too bad. All right, I can sign on for this.
You may want to discuss exactly how much you're giving them.
We can get to that later. It'll be fine. It'll be more than fine, especially for me.
Mana Moval chuckles to herself and said, you're not going to take the kid's inheritance. You'll each get 30%, and the kid takes the rest. Whatever you don't need, he's going to put back in the bank. Aren't you, sonny boy?
30%? 60,000 credits apiece. Not a bad haul.
It's not the worst thing I've ever gone down a road like this for.
I'm here for the ride either way.
Look, I'll get you in during the shift change. We'll dress you up like one of my guards. What, is this not a good plan?
We've had some recent trouble with shift changes.
All right. Well, either way, I know the bar where all the security employees hang out. I use it to recruit enforcers sometimes. So let me put the coordinates down on your data pad.
If we can get one of the credentials from the banker, all I can do is tap into the line outside the bank. As long as you distract them on the inside, I can take the money out and transfer it.
I could be very distracting.
Where would you be distracting?
I could also be distracting. Let's be distracting together, Flint.
I like this plan. I think we get the easy part. I hope.
Well, first we need to file some of these banking codes. Do you think this bar is a good place to start?
Yeah, sure. Let's go pick up some bankers, right? Let's go trolling for bankers.
Not you, Bosch. Maval, do you know the bank?
Oh, yes! Of course! Listen, you go to that bar, and you talk to Hughie...
I'll give a good Korvar name. Yenin Chirant.
And you talk to Yenin Chirant. He's the bartender. He's been working there for about 30 years, and I tell you, nobody, and I mean nobody, makes a better Long Island iced tea than him.
Even in the core world, Long Island iced teas prevail with businesswomen.
We could come up with a Star Wars equivalent.
It's spelled.
Yeah, no, because I think we could like make it a thing.
It's spelled Lon Guyland.
No.
Duh. And it's L-O-N-G-A-I-L-A-N-N. Of Long Island.
What was the bartender's name again?
Bar Caravati.
Yenin Chirant.
You go see Yenin Chirant. He makes the most incredible cocktails this side of Coruscant.
I could use a cocktail. Actually, could I bother your droid for one?
What? Oh, it's no bother.
Excellent.
One cocktail coming right up.
Thank you.
He already knows what you want. He knows over 3,000 different cocktails.
I'm programmed with over 6 million forms of cocktails.
This is a good droid. You've got the right programmer on your team.
I won him in a bet.
You think we should cut to this bar?
So the plan is all four of you are going to be going to this bar?
With our Arcanian that we're all wanted.
Oh, God.
He still has that all-temperature environment suit to hide his face.
Yep.
Flint's gone.
And my skills do allow me to add some pretty serious weight to my streetwise and perception checks and all that sort of stuff. So I'm quite useful in these sort of situations.
Good.
So the plan is that all four of you are going to be going into this cantina. We cut to what looks like a very urbanized area of Star Wars. There's still the jungles, but there's a lot of buildings. There's taller ones. There's lots of speeder traffic going by. The speeders look a little run down. There's a lot of buildings that are closed. They've been foreclosed upon, or the businesses have moved out. You get the feeling that Korva is under an economic depression. Mm. Like there's you see a lot of panhandlers on the street, and just things. It looks like the city's seen better days. So you guys are, I'm assuming, you're walking through the city. You make it to this cantina, which is in the financial district.
Is there like a line outside? Like it's a club or something?
No. I mean, I imagine it's the middle of like the afternoon, maybe late in the day.
Okay.
The equivalent of a 3 p.m.
Got it.
So you guys walk into the cantina. It's a nice establishment. There's a decent number of people there. They're in different booths. It's sort of stretched out more. It's rectangular. There's the barkeep is on one side, and he has his bar there, and it's this older Korvar gentleman. And then most of the clientele there are Korvar. There's maybe one or two humans or one or two other aliens, but everyone's Korvar. Everyone's sipping about the drink. There's some people, groups of people laughing, like having like fun conversations, like coworkers who went out after work for a couple drinks. There's music playing. Moderately loudly.
I'd like to saunter over to the table with the young lady and tell a hilarious yet somewhat idiomatic joke specific to this society.
I think that's super charm. That's straight up charm. Okay. So you're gonna go over to them. What are the other three of you doing?
Flint is heading straight for the bar.
Okay, so you're going straight to the bar by yourself.
And he sees Bosch make a turn, and there's like this look on his face of confusion, because all he can think is business, and he sees him pulling off away from what he knows is the business opportunity. He's just like, what is he?
Well, as Flint sees that, I put a hand on your shoulder and go, don't worry, I'll hang out with him. And I just go and hang out like behind you and cross my arms like a bodyguard.
Flint throws up his hands and then continues on straight to the bar.
And then what's Tumas?
Tumas is like looking around to see if there's like cameras set up. He's trying to access maybe like the network at the bar to see like what kind of security it is, what we can trust.
Okay, so yeah, you look around, you can find a hard point. We'll have you roll use computer in a second when making sure no one's looking. So we'll start off with Flint. So Flint, you get to the bar itself. The bartender comes up to you. What can I do you for?
Hello, I'm looking for a Yenin.
Oh, I'm Yenin.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Muval sent me over.
Oh, Muval.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, she said that you made the best cocktails.
Oh, did she?
She did indeed.
Well, she does like to flatter me. I could make you a cocktail if you'd like.
I would love that.
My prices are reasonable.
Excellent. Hey, that's perfect for me. I'd love a cocktail. And also to discuss a couple of business matters.
Ah, it's one of those meetings.
Indeed.
What can I do for you? He says, and he starts mixing around cocktails.
Well, and my crew are looking to do a little banking.
A little banking?
Indeed.
Well, there's a branch of the Intergalactic Banking Clan right here in the city, not far from here.
So I have heard. And we are looking to do a little banking to be, needs to be undiscovered banking.
Undiscovered banking.
Indeed. We have a sizable sum in an account that is a little difficult to reach at the moment.
Well, that won't be easy to do. In fact, the Empire controls the intergalactic banking plan. It's sort of an open secret.
Yes, indeed.
Security, though, is tight. In fact, I know. The Mutant who control it are known for how well they protect their money. That's what made them so, well, the heads of the intergalactic banking plan. I mean, what do I know? I'm merely a bartender.
Yes, and I am merely a simple spacer.
If you're looking for a way in, some of the patrons here in this bar might be able to help you. In fact, I might go check out that gentleman down over there.
All right.
And he points to a gentleman sitting down by himself who's in the middle of a few drinks. It's another Korvar man.
I wink and give my thanks. I assume the cocktail has been made during the
conversation. And just as he says that, the guy over there, he plops the cocktail right down in front of you.
Excellent. So I pick up that and I...
That will be 5 credits.
I put 5 and 25 down.
The gentleman is generous.
For the delightful service.
And he takes the credits and he swipes them.
Alright. I sip my drink and make a perception check on this fellow. Is it called perception? Okay.
While you settle down to do that, we cut over to Bosch and we cut over to Levo as, you know... This intern is sitting there with maybe 2 co-workers.
So as I'm approaching, I'd like to roll a knowledge check.
Okay.
To look on my data pad for the most appropriate anecdote or joke to open up this conversation with.
So as you're approaching, you do that? Or, do you just, stop right next to them?
No. I'm still at the beginning of the bar.
I need to find the right joke.
Stand by. Not this one.
Wait for it. Yeah. So,
check my meme box here.
Yes. I think that will be
a knowledge check of some kind or a lore check?
We'll say it's education. Lore tends to be history. We could do core world as well. We'll say core worlds or education of choice, but considering the business aspect of these people, having a good business joke might impress them.
Okay, so a yellow and 2 green.
And we'll say it's a difficulty 2.
Got him. That's right. 3
1
successes.
Advantage and 3 successes.
And 3 successes. Nice. Okay. Great. So Bosch heads over to the table. Is there an empty seat?
I was imagining they're sitting along the bar, so you could sit on the stool next to them.
Yeah. So I sort of sit on the stool next to them, and I sort of lean in to the bartender and just order a blue milk.
A blue milk. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Legal age of drinking on this planet is 21 for Korvar.
All right.
Is blue milk alcoholic?
You shouldn't be in this cantina, but I will. I saw you come in with that gentleman over there, so here's your blue milk.
Thanks.
Guys,
and this girl
he just
the whole
stares
thing.
At you the entire time. Seriously, blue milk. I'm gonna flip a dark side point.
Oh, God.
And the intern sort of side eyes you watching that whole exchange.
To help, I turn around and I put a hand on your shoulder and
he
go.
He rolls for the joke.
Isn't told the joke's
joke.
Gonna
that
hit.
Was for the
roll
was
for the joke.
So have a good
find
joke.
The right
yeah.
joke.
To try to.
So he's got a great joke. He bounced back.
An attempt
so
to
he's got a blue
Bosch
for the
and,
joke and a black for the. Is that how it's working?
An attempt to shave Bosch and make him look cool. I go around and go. Sir, it looks dangerous in here. We shouldn't linger for long. Just trying to be really mysterious for Bosch.
And I look up and I sort of pause for a second and Bosch goes, I think we can handle our own, don't you, Troy?
Can I make a perception check to see if I see this shenanigans happening?
Looks
you
nice,
tell
like,
tell
oh,
me the difficulty. I want
like,
I just want to see if I
notice. Of an expression
we'll
like,
say it's
of
one.
Course,
it's one. So you guys are trying to put on a little deception.
Yeah.
Roll a combined deception to see if she believes this nonsense.
Flint succeeded, so he turns around and sees he understands what's about to happen, and he turns around and puts his elbows leans back in his elbows up and has the drink in hand and is sipping and watching.
So what's the difficulty?
It's gonna be 2.
Okay, so for a deception check. One yellow and 1 green.
So you're going to do a combined check. So
okay.
Who has the highest? It's cunning.
I have 2. 1.
Okay, so it's going to be his cunning. And who has the highest deception skill?
I have one rank in it.
I have one rank in it.
Okay, so...
And it's a career skill. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's only for expending experience points that really matters. So yeah, it's going to be a green and a yellow, and then two purple.
Come off cool.
Be cool, be cool.
He's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So
two
they
successes
believe
and
this.
A threat. It's two Whoa. Successes and a threat.
Yeah,
what that
so
means.
They believe you. Maybe they're a little off-put by it because they don't want to get involved with danger. So they sort of like exchange a look nervously.
I take off my faceplate and, you know, so I haven't, my hair is still covered. And I lean over to the young lady and I say, you know, you could get out of here with us if you want.
Where is this going? So you're trying to charm her now.
You didn't even use the joke.
What about the joke?
No, the joke.
Yeah, yeah, what's the joke?
Yeah, what's
okay,
the joke?
Okay,
no,
you got right,
the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
The joke
so I lean over,
right,
and I lean over and I go, you know, you could come with us, you know. I'm kidding. I'm Bosch. It's nice to meet you.
Make a charm check. And it's going to be difficulty two again. And you're going to get a blue dice for that awesome joke we'll say if you eventually tell it. I want to give you the blue dice.
Okay.
Because you made that other roll.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have an idea for the joke. I just, you know, right time, right place.
Okay. Well, let's say you roll it now, and then through the course of the interaction, if that joke comes up, that's what that blue dice is.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh. Or not.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm here with my friends.
Two failures and then one advantage?
Well, yeah. Oh. Well, hey, I'm new here. I don't really... I have a lot of friends of my own. Do you guys mind if I just sort of join you for a drink?
Sure. You could join us for a drink. They look at each other and they sort of like nod like, okay, I guess that's fine, but he's not coming home with us or anything. So they nod at each other. So, what's your name?
Huh? Oh, Jark. My name's Jark.
I move behind him and like turn around back to bodyguarding, but at the same time like putting
face
my hand on my face.
I'm you know, I just sort of blew into town on a cargo transport, and you know, I mean, my dad's the captain, and so I was just, you know, sort of bumming around town a little bit looking to get into some trouble. You guys know where I can find a karaoke bar?
Oh well, this place does karaoke after, you know, in a few hours.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and my friends were going to be doing karaoke later.
Oh, no way. I'm an alto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have that range in our species.
Oh, that's so... Well, I'll tell you what.
Not a lot
sounds...
of songs will be... We won't find a lot of good songs for you. But we have like a wide selection.
I mean, I've got a great ear for harmony. So,
okay.
You know what? I would absolutely love that. And, you know, I'm just gonna let my friends know that I'm gonna be joining you for karaoke later.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
How old are you?
19.
Okay. Cool. It's a little young, but
it's cool. It's all right. You know. Hey. All right.
Awesome.
Cool.
Right, well.
Bye.
See ya.
Flint's shaking his head, sipping his cocktail. He turns back around to the bar.
I just let Bosch like move past me and just go, oh, thank goodness.
So what is Tumask doing?
So Tumask is like walking along the perimeter of the bar, like looking around, see like the cameras up. He finds a hard point to like kind of patch in.
Okay.
Right? So computer check to see if I can access
like the
securities in the
can't
bar.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be like the lookout to see if we were being followed. To, you know, we get into trouble when we're in bars. Like, I kind of want to be ahead of it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be normally difficulty two because this place isn't very secure, but you have, I think, that ability.
Yeah. I can remember one way to break codes or decrypt communications.
Woo!
So
you succeed.
Success.
With a lot of advantages. A
lot of advantages.
Could you also make a stealth check to make sure no one notices you?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Two. That's right.
And that's going to be difficulty two.
Oof.
Sort of out in the open, though.
Success.
Success.
And
threat. And success.
Yes.
Well, you're good.
No,
so
yeah,
you are...
So I'm good.
So yeah, no one notices you as you are slicing into the terminal.
Yeah. So I'm able to access the cameras, and I'm just kind of looking around to see the clientele of the bar. And then I'm able to see the Bosch event that's happening. So then I kind of get distracted and just kind of enlarge that and just watch kind of enamored by what's going on. And that's kind of like Tomas is just kind of look at. So that ends. He's like, and then he kind of shifts to the cameras on the outside to make sure we're not being followed.
Yeah. And okay. Yeah. There's no one outside. You don't notice any security. Okay. The camera cuts to Flint, who's now, has he made his move to that?
He's just about to.
Yep.
So Flint finishes the cocktail. It was delicious. And he heads over to the gentleman that Yenin pointed out.
The man? Oh, Yenin, let you know his name is Cass Fenor.
So is he at the bar? Is he at a booth? Or
he's at a booth all by himself.
Cool. Flint walks over to the booth and makes eye contact. And, may I sit with you? Yenin has directed me to you as a point of contact for me.
Oh, the barkeep.
Indeed.
Sure. He seemed a little flustered. Have a seat. There are other tables for you to sit at if need be.
Oh, of course. No, but I am looking for you, sir. You are Cass, are you not?
I am, yes.
Yes, well, I... Yenin pointed me to you. Do you have not...
I have no idea what... Why? Why
interesting. Would he... Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to sit down, maybe buy you a drink. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. I'm new in town, and I'm looking, just to meet some folks, see what the lay of the land is. You look like a wise man, a knowing person.
I suppose I am a bank manager, so...
That explains so much. It explains why you look so sharp, I mean. Oh, why you're dressed so well. I've always admired the dress that, a bank manager can maintain. In my line of work, it's a little more difficult. And he points to the blaster holes in his jacket.
Oh, dear. Are you kidnapping me?
I'm sorry, could you say... No.
You have guns? Trust me, I...
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Okay, listen, I don't want any trouble.
Look, we are not looking to bring you to any trouble at all. I'm simply looking to make a bank transaction, and I think that as a bank manager, you could perhaps help me.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, if you just wanted to make a transaction, you could just go right there.
Right there?
Right to the bank.
Oh, sure, no, you see, this must be a
clandestine. Any of the tellers there should be able...
This is a clandestine.
Oh, clandestine.
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this.
No, I didn't think you would be. So what I'm going to ask of you is that you help me make this clandestine and transaction, and then get compensated for your trouble, and also tell no one. Isn't this fun? And I want to make a coercion check.
Perfect. Roll it.
Excellent.
It's going to be difficulty... We'll say two. This guy is...
All right. I am going to use...
He's a bank manager. He's not someone who has a particularly high will, we'll say.
I'm going to take a strain and use intimidating.
Okay.
And I decrease the difficulty of the coercion rank by my rank and difficulty.
Okay.
So my teeth all of a sudden seem a little larger. Because they're in my big grin... pointing to the, blaster burns in my jacket and surreptitiously not pointing to my weapon, but he sees it. He sees that I'm strapped.
Yep.
And I go to him.
Yeah.
That's a success with an advantage.
Nice. Okay, listen, I'll do whatever you say. Just don't hurt me.
Oh, hurt you. No. We are going to be helping you.
I would rather not have the help, if that is an option.
Okay, sure. You're still going to help us, but we just won't be helping you. That's
No. Oh.
That's totally fine.
Oh, this poor guy. I'm just behind a drink.
So we cut back to Bosch and Levo.
Look, I think I'm going to need a couple hours alone with them to, sort of pull this off.
I'm going to check my program. No.
Come on, Levo. Look, I know you don't know what it's like to be kissed.
Nope, and I don't care.
But I can tell you, it's a wonderful experience.
I'm sure it is.
That I only ever had once while I was playing Game of Truth or Dare, and this is kind of my chance to, like, you know, maybe lose my virginity.
We cut back to we cut back to Tumas. So you have access. God damn it.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. We cut back to Tumas. So you have access to this cantina's security cameras.
The whole security system, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
It's not much, yeah. I continue to watch Bosch.
Okay, we cut back. While that's going on, we just see in the background
but also
Bosch
in the process,
and Lino arguing.
I'm also clearing Flynn's tab, so all the drinks he's drinking, he doesn't have to pay for. That's it, just a little touch.
So, okay.
But mainly focusing on Bosch.
Flint doesn't know that's happening.
Yeah.
So Flint's talking with Cass Fenor, this bank teller. So what exactly do you need me to do?
I need you to make sure that a flagged account can be accessed without getting flagged.
I try that, yes. I should be able to do that.
That's great. And then we are going to withdraw from this specific account.
Okay, so...
And what I think, if possible, it would be nice that it went unknown as to which branch the account was withdrawn from.
I might be able to do that. If are we going now?
I would like to leave that up to you a little bit, because I feel like you would know the proper time of...
I mean, the bank is still open, I could go back in.
Cass Fendor's phone starts ringing.
Ooh, his comm. Ooh. He opens up his comm, can I answer this?
Of course.
Cass Fenor speaking.
Cass, it's Naz.
Naz?
The kids and I are just wondering if, when you come home tonight, if maybe tonight would be a good night for Roast Doc.
Roast Doc?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
It's... I just... would that be okay?
I thought we were doing leftovers.
Leftovers are fine. Leftovers are fine. I'll talk to you soon. I love you. Bye.
That might be the last time I talk to my wife.
Cass, is everything okay?
My wife and I are going through a thing.
That sounds very stressful.
It is.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Fair enough. That's fair.
I mean, I do just...
Not a
stranger who's kidnapping me.
I could pretend to be insulted by that, but I'm not. That's fine. I understand.
Can we just get this over with?
Yeah, definitely.
I have to go home.
Okay. Let's head to the bank.
Okay.
What can I help with while we are there? How about this? I'm a potential investor. He looks down at his clothes. Okay, maybe not an investor. I probably need a loan.
Okay, so...
I'll come in and you can take me into your office as someone who is looking for
a
line of credit from your bank.
Okay, all right.
It's going to be fine,
guys. He puts a few credits onto the counter and he sort of waves to Yenin, but he like sneers at him. and he gets up.
He gets a text message and it's an alert from his health insurance. It's an EOB for his children's recent orthodonture, and it's very expensive.
Oh no. Oh god.
Just this god's worst day.
Oh, Corvar gods.
Cass, I'm very worried about you.
I'm just going through a lot right now.
Little did we know, this guy is the main character of this movie.
This is the, basically, he's the Martin Freeman of Fargo season
that's
one.
That's right, yeah. Too.
Okay. You said you could help. Let's go. Let's do this.
There's a guy at work I could use you to shoot.
So he starts walking out, and I assume you walk with him, sort of like walking behind him. Maybe hand casually on your blaster. What about you guys? Are you guys going with him?
Tumask wants to kind of follow him and keep an eye out. I don't know about these guys. I think Bosch is on a mission, but...
I'm going to karaoke, dog.
All right, Levo's like, I'm not very comfortable with it. But I'm also not comfortable with him leaving. He looks like he can handle himself.
Look, Levo, I tell you what. I'm going to go shopping for a new outfit.
What?
Well, I want to look really good tonight. And this environment suit just isn't going to cut it.
Let's go.
So we cut to a montage of Levo and Bosch going into and out of little boutiques along the main road. And every once in a while, there's a shot of Bosch making Levo try something on, like a flowery hat or, you know, like a pair of boots or something. And it settles on, you know, Bosch finds this, you know, like purple and gold kind of number that's like real slick and, you know, purchases it and...
okay, so you're shopping,
and I buy and I get Levo some
lots
some,
of shots of Levo sitting
really
looking
awesome
bored.
Sunglasses.
They're in the way of my optics. Makes it hard to see. Get these things off.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip this dark side point to a light side point.
Gosh.
So while you're doing that, we're going to cut to a scene back with Muval. Okay. I'm going to slip you a little note right now.
Okay. Yes, I'm having fun.
I'm very glad.
I'm just imagining the '80s montage of just like you coming into going into a dressing room and coming out with and just Levo being like, I don't care. Every reaction, like, no.
This is all bad.
Everything about this is stupid. Oh, man.
Okay, so we cut back to Muval. She's sitting maybe in her living room, relaxing on a couch, swirling a cocktail when her protocol droid comes up to her. Mistress, I have run the calculations, and it seems very likely that Flint Cross and his companions will not be able to deliver financially as he had planned.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that Flint always was a bit of a scoundrel. You know what? I can't handle this. I'm supposed to go out to the islands next weekend, and I don't have time to get screwed right now, so I'll tell you what. Leave, please.
Yes, mistress. The droid turns and trundles off.
Oh, and send in my phone droid!
This scarab-looking thing with, like, a big bulbous body waddles in, and it has a holo projector on its back after the droid leaves.
Call my friend Kitty.
After a second, the holo projector expands, and then there's an Imperial officer there.
Oh. Hello.
Kitty!
Hello.
How
yes.
are you?
Overworked.
Overworked and overplayed, right? Is that a saying? I'm sure it is somewhere.
You're more in the know than I am, Muval.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know how you and I have that little, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine kind of relationship?
Yes.
What if I told you, there's about, let's say, 50,000 credits in it for you, and a little more for me if you want to work overtime tonight.
What sort of overtime?
There's a group of filthy, dirty...
Oh, I see you sent some pictures.
Yes. These are from the security footage from my compound.
Interesting. These match the descriptions of the fools on Bastane. The Inquisitor would be very interested in this. Yes, I would be interested in some overtime.
Good. Well, you set up the necessaries, and I'll have my account standing by.
Very well. Thank you again, Muval.
Bye-bye now!
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Two Mosk is played by John Barcelo, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcelo. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake Lucas or on stage with his improv team Tilt at Reckless Theater and his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. Oh god, why didn't anyone else put any other credits on here? Now I sound like a tool. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling, episode of Roll One, The Kariva Double Cross Part 3, where this time the players really go off the rails and don't do anything I had planned. Until then, may the Force be with you?